92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica J Show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Wow. Do you believe it? It's 2020. I hope you had a wonderful evening, day. What'd you do? We did a lot. I worked in my studio all day while doing laundry. Catching up on the best marathon ever. Best marathon ever. The Twilight Zone. Man, they were thinking about the future. Such a great show. Such a great show. People making decisions over the New Year's like, oh, Castro, get out of the presidential race. It's about time. So he's down. Did you know that there are still like, what's the number? Like 40 people running for president. Amazing. Amazing. You'll never hear of them. Never hear about them because they just don't get any attention. Why? Because they didn't get any attention beforehand. Speaking of which, Klobuchar is going to be in Minden on Saturday. Yes, Minden on Saturday. Go. Ask her some serious, hard questions. Like, honestly, what is it about the Trump administration that you are so against? Is it about the growing jobs, bringing back manufacturing, people having more money in their pocket? What is it exactly you would change? And why should the government have to pay for everything? Why can't people have personal responsibility? It's the Monica J Show. Live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And I am so glad that you're with me today, even if it's just for a little bit. Even if it is just for a little bit. 884-9910, if you've got something that you'd like to call in on this second day. First day for me with you, but second day of the brand new year, 2020. I hope you make something fantastic of it. But I know it's hard because just so many things nipping away at you. But as we talk about personal responsibility and government oversight, I just wanted to remind you of a few things that started up yesterday. January 1st, that's when the majority of new laws go into effect. Even though, you know, they had been worked on previous to January 1st, so team being put together. Yesterday was the day. Get all of our ducks in a row and get things going. And speaking of getting things going, maybe pulling yourself up by your bootstraps. Isn't that what Nevada's about? We're independent, Nevada strong, all that good stuff. Want to remind you about AB 383. You know, Nellis is also still up and running. This is a 24/7, 365 deal. So you can just go on to Nellis, or you can go through the portal at leg.state.nv.us. The Secretary of State's office now has a student loan ombudsman. I hate that word, ombudsman. I just always, I can never say it quickly, ombudsman. Just sounds weird. But this ombudsman, I always want to put the S in the wrong place, ombudsman, is now basically set in place for student education loans. Yeah, student education loans. Authorizing the use of certain money to pay the costs of a student loan ombudsman. And of course, providing other matters properly relating hereto or thereto. So that means, you know, basically having an office, having a staff, all that good stuff. Attempting to resolve complaints from student loan borrowers. Assisting student loan borrowers to understand their rights and responsibilities. Reviewing the complete history of the student education loans of a student loan borrower. Also, the ombudsman has to establish and maintain an education course for student loan borrowers, which provides educational presentation and materials regarding student education loans. And then they also have to be able to report to the legislature, or the state treasurer has to. So it's no longer apply for a student loan, know what you're applying for, and then pay it back. It's not a grant. It's not a scholarship. LOAN. It is a loan. In the basic sense, it's a loan. If I loan you $100, you pay me back. There's no question about it. Why is this even necessary? Government waste at its best. Nanny state at its best. People can't even take care of themselves when it comes to a loan. Why do I keep seeing all these commercials for SoFi that provides the opportunity for people to refinance and just take responsibility? It is not my fault that you chose an education path for yourself, that you weren't able to get a job, that you got a low-paying job. You should have done more research. It's very frustrating, the sense of entitlement that is going on now. We saw this with home loans, people getting in over their head, knowing that they would be house poor, but it didn't matter to them. Student loans now. What are your thoughts? Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and say Happy New Year to Jean this morning. Happy New Year, Jean.
Good morning, Monica, and Happy New Year to you. I hope you have a good one all year long.
I hope you have a great one as well. So what are you thinking on this second day of 2020?
Well, I think my opinion and my thoughts are that our so-called government is a shame and a disgrace that they wasted millions of dollars trying to impeach a duly elected president. And when that money should have went to the loans and the college education for our children, American children's dreams are being taken from them. They're being stolen. They're being sold to the highest bidder, from what I can see, what in my opinion. And what we got as a government is no more to me than a tyrannical dictatorship that is trying to do away with a duly elected president and put whatever, it's like, you didn't do my will, so now I'm going to beat the crap out of you, I'm going to punish you, and I'm going to make you miserable for as long as I can because you didn't do what I wanted you to do. It's my will I want you to do, not what the Constitution tells you to do or what you have a free will and a free right to do. It's what I want you to do. To me, and my opinion, my thoughts, that's the kind of government we have right now. It's not a government of a republic. It's not a free republic, and it's not constitutional. And they are the ones, the haters. The Republican Party and Donald Trump is not the haters. To me, it is the Democrats. They are filled with anger, bitterness, and hatred because they lost the election that they thought that they had sewed up. In my opinion, and they are trying to punish America, and to me, that's what's going on, what's taking place.
You know, Jean, you are so right on there in the respect that every time Nancy Pelosi says something about honoring and respecting and protecting the Constitution and Nadler and Schiff, I get a little bile in the back of my throat that it is such a joke.
How stupid they think we are
that we don't see it.
Yes, and American people, to me, in my opinion, the parents that have got children like that in debt, head over their heels, and what they give them in the colleges, the degrees they give them, is not worth the spit on the street, pretty much a lot of them. And, you know, they're in debt head over their heels. And to me, the American people should be out there in Washington protesting, saying, pay back the money you wasted on that impeachment, that Russian hoax, and what you're doing right now, those millions, and maybe take it out of their salary and let them feel what the American taxpayer, how come the American taxpayer got the weight of the world on their back to support these other countries when they're stealing our children and our grandchildren's future? How is that American government, a government for the American people?
Well, not only the future of the children, you know, going to college and things like that, Jean, but they're stealing our future as well, because they're stealing our retirement. No money has been paid back into Social Security, yet we continue to give hundreds of millions of dollars to other countries who hate us. So, Jean, I got to let you. Yeah, exactly. Because they approve it for themselves. So, Jean, thank you so much for the call, and bless you in 2020 and every year after that. Thank you for calling in to 884-9910. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be back with more of you. What do you think about 2020 and the job that's being done? There's a lot going on. We've got a lot more to talk about locally, nationally. But locally, and your thoughts. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
Or the Monica J Show, or your show. I'm going to call my show today, 884-9910. I hope you're having a great 2020 so far. And Looks as though Michael Bloomberg failed to file for Nevada Democratic caucuses. Julian Castro is dropping out of the 2020 presidential race. And the Trump campaign says it raised $46 million in the fourth quarter. And we got Amy Klobuchar coming here on Saturday to the Douglas County Democrat office. Well, that's probably going to be a closed event. That's not a very big office, so. People still, I don't understand. I don't understand the thought around spending the millions and millions of dollars that these people do. Kamala Harris, Castro, Cory Booker here the other day. Bernie, I can understand, but all of these other people. I mean, I know they want to get their word out and get their message out, but I just have to look at it in my head and think, couldn't that money have been spent in better ways? Or at least maybe say, you know what, I'm not going to run anymore, so I'm going to donate my money rather than give it to another candidate. How about donate it to something that actually needs help? And going back to what Gene was talking about, higher education, it would probably be much easier for people to pay back student loans and to have a richer life if they had the education that they deserved, if they got the education that they needed in K through 12, rather than the BS that we've going on now. Washoe County School District, just very excited about the graduation numbers being up once again. Who cares? What does it matter when the graduation rate is up if you are graduating kids who have no future? Who have to take remedial classes at UNR just to be able to go into a basic field? That is not an education worth bragging about. That is not an education system that we should be proud of here in Northern Nevada. What can I say? We have a serious problem with our education system, and it's not just Washoe County. It is everywhere. The things that they're being taught, the things that they're not being taught, just unbelievable. I commend the parents who have taken their children out of the school districts and are doing homeschooling, that are doing everything that they can, even maybe stressing with an extra part-time job and sacrificing so their kids can go to private school. because you see what's important. You see the importance of education for the kids and their future. Because they're not getting it in the school system today. They're getting an education on how to be snowflakes, really. How to melt down, how to not have a conversation, but how to scream at people and how to demand their ways. It's just sad. What are you going to do about it? It doesn't matter if you have kids or not in the Washoe County school system. It still falls back on all of us. We're paying for this education. And we're the ones that are going to be depending on the people that are graduating now to take care of us in the future. Give that a thought. 884-9910. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2020. We got a lot of things to talk about. And we'll talk more about them as we hit a Fox News break, and we'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
Hey, where did we go?
No, it's more like, where did 2019 go? Happy New Year, everyone. 2020. We are living the dream the second day in. It's the Monica J Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today. If you'd like to give a shout out to anything today, what are your plans for 2020? What do you think we should be working on? Well, by all means, 884-9910. Get your voice heard. That's the most important thing. That's really a resolution that I want to hear from you, is that you're going to do everything you can to get your voice heard. So on our poll question at 991fmtalk.com, if you were to run for office, what office would it be? Are you more interested in local government, city, town council, state government, governor, state senate, assembly, national office, House of Representatives, U.S. Senate, president? Or your other choice, I would never run for office. Too many skeletons in my closet. For people who have already voted today, it's kind of 50-50 between the House of Representatives and I would never run for office. Too many skeletons. So how are you going to serve this great country? As I had mentioned, Klobuchar is going to be in Minden. It's going to be at the Douglas County Democrat office on Saturday. Probably won't be able to get in, but if you do, ask the serious questions. Ask the hard questions. Don't ask about impeachment. Nobody gives a rat's about impeachment. It's a farce, and the citizens of America know it. So the people running for president in 2020, we're split now. 14 Democrats are still in the running. 14 Democrats have dropped out. I was trying to recap something about a candidate and couldn't remember his name. Now I see him there with that smug look, Eric Swalwell. They had no idea who he was. I'm like, and she was a Democrat. That's What cracked me up? It's like Democrats don't even know who's running for government or who's running for president. So that was pretty hysterical. Julian Castro dropping out today. Yay. So here are the Democrats still out there on the campaign trail as we head into primary season. Bennett, Biden, Bloomberg, Booker, Buttigieg, Delaney, Gabbard, Klobuchar, Patrick, Sanders, Steyer, Warren, Williamson, and Yang. And believe it or not, there are three Republicans running. Of course, President Trump running for re-election. But Walsh and Weld. Again, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, I would like to know what they would have changed about the Trump administration so far. Getting new and more fair trade deals with Canada and Mexico and Japan, China finally playing ball. Stepping in and getting the UN and NATO to pay for more. Getting it off the backs of the American people. Pulling us out of the Paris Climate Accord. Pulling us out of a gun confiscation treaty. You want to open your eyes about something as we sit and fight about the Second Amendment, because wackadoodles find a weapon somewhere and go in and start shooting places up. And Democrats still say that church shooting the other day, they're just following along with Biden, that those people should not have been armed. That they should have waited for law enforcement. You know who wants the Second Amendment revoked more than anybody else? It's not the Democrats. It's not even people in this country. The Democrats are just working for the people who are funding them. And that is Saudi Arabia, China, even Mexico. Now, why would you think that? China, more than anyone, wants the removal of firearms from American citizens so they cannot protect themselves, because they have been taking over this country little bit by little bit for decades. When you have the NBA, when you have Disney, when you have the NFL, when you have large corporations bowing down to China and not saying anything that is derogatory about them, especially in the dealings with Hong Kong, you have people in Hong Kong, protesters in Hong Kong, waving and carrying signs, "America, don't give up your Second Amendment. We need the Second Amendment." And they're just being mowed down. Citizens of Venezuela literally being driven over because they're throwing rocks and Molotov cocktails at their so-called government because they were disarmed a decade ago. It all goes back to the same globalism. They cannot become a one-world power, a one-world global system, if American citizens are armed. And I think it's comical what we're seeing in Virginia. You ever looked at the state seal of Virginia? Check out their seal. A patriot holding a gun, standing on the throat of a tyrant. Or actually on the chest. I would have been standing on the throat, but standing on their chest. And that's the first place that Bloomberg is putting all his money into, putting all his eggs into one basket, taking over the state house, taking over the state senate, taking over the governorship. I hope you're keeping an eye on it because the, as it's been called, lamestream media isn't paying attention to it for you. The people that matter are paying attention. The patriots across the United States who are ready to go and defend the Second Amendment in Virginia at a moment's notice. So any of these candidates who are showing up ask them the most important question. Why on God's green earth would you take away the right of people to protect themselves and their property? And start answering the question. And be informed when you go in to challenge them. I do not see one person running in the Democrat field that would make a difference for this country whatsoever. The only person who's making a difference for this country right now, actually protecting all Americans' values, all Americans' prosperity, all Americans' rights, is the man in the White House right now who made promises and who has kept his promises. I can't think of one from the campaign trail that he hasn't gotten the ball rolling on or even wrapped up. Yet for some reason, people are just saying what a horrible job he's doing. Interesting. 884-9910, how are you feeling on this second day of 2020? Getting those cobwebs out of your brain today? Sleeping something off yesterday? 884-9910 if you'd like to join the show today, or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll get to your emails coming up here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, everybody. party in the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner.
A lot of people thinking about travel in 2020. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monica J here. 884-9910. Get to your emails in just a moment. Got a great one. We're going to be talking about action. It's not what you think. Definitely not what you think. But a lot of people are thinking about 2020. Where can they travel? Where can they go and get away from it all and relax and drink? And, you know, it's sad that we have so many issues with other countries, yet people want to go there and spend their money, and there are so many beautiful things here in this country that we should be enjoying and embracing. But if I told you that 49 million Americans traveled to, well, actually, no, it would be 80 million Americans traveled outside of this country. 80 million Americans went and wanted to have the time of their lives. $31 million Americans went to one country. And 75 of those Americans didn't come home because of homicide, compared to 69 people that were killed out of 49 million Americans that traveled to all the other foreign countries. Can you take a wild guess as to what country more Americans were murdered in than any other country? I'm not talking about soldiers. I'm talking about people who grabbed a beach blanket and some suntan lotion and just wanted a margarita. Yeah. Think about that as you make your travel plans to Mexico. Oh, we go to Mexico every year, but we stay at a resort. That doesn't matter. You don't hear this a lot, but the State Department has put out numerous advisories that armed criminal groups are targeting public and private passenger buses. The gang activity, the gun battles, the drugs is so widespread that you're going to either get caught in the crossfire or kidnapped. Still very popular there. And not just murder. Not just violent crimes, petty crimes. Pickpocketing, bag snatching. All prevalent in tourist destinations, airports, hotels, bus stations, any public transport. The Australian government really presses it to their people, to Australians traveling. Be wary. Even people dressed as law enforcement officers with vehicles that look like law enforcement vehicles, robbing and kidnapping people, sexual assault. So when Australia is warning all of their travelers, shouldn't you be giving second thought as well? We have a lot of issues with Mexico right now. Isn't your life worth a little bit more? The drug cartels, they have no value for other people's lives whatsoever, even in their own family. It's all about money. So as you plan your vacation this year, plan on coming home. Plan on going someplace that you know you're not going to be a target because of where you come from. We'll be back after this.